Welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, let's go to the tape once again to talk about what is a very top-heavy offensive line group. I think 7-8 guys could be eventually picked in the first round. And let's start at the very top with Brandon Scherff from Iowa, a four-year starter at guard and tackle. He is very, very good. I think a top-5 potential pick.
You know, it's really interesting, Bo, with all these Iowa offensive linemen. It seems every year there's one who comes into the league, and they all look very similar on film. They're all fundamentally sound. They repeat their mechanics and fundamentals over and over again. They're not what you'd call high-level athletes. They're not bad athletes, but they're not high-level athletes. So you see in the NFL, you see a Brian Bulaga, who is a left tackle at Iowa. Yep. He's playing right tackle in the NFL. You see Riley Reiff, a left tackle at Iowa. He's playing left tackle for the Lions. So the question is Brandon Scherff a left tackle? Now, when you study him on tape, you don't immediately say, wow, this guy's a left tackle. But yet, on a certain level, he also might remind you of someone like Jake Long, the number one pick in a draft 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think Scherff will start out. People will assume he's a left tackle. What do you do with guys who you look at and you think, wow, they could be all pros at guard? Do you just put them at guard and say, okay, let's make him an all pro?
Right.
Or do you try him at tackle? Because clearly, tackle is viewed as a far more premium position in the NFL than guard.
Well, it also depends on the personnel that you have on your team.
And your offense as well.
Sure.
Depending on the nature of your pass game. If you're going to ask a Brandon Scherff perhaps to pass protect with deeper drops, maybe that's not the way you want to use him. If you're running a quicker type pass game, 3-step, 5-step drops, he might be perfect. You might see him as a prototypical left tackle. So much depends on the nature of your offense and the nature of your pass game.
All right, well, the guard tackle question is not really a question for Stanford's Andres Pete. That's because he's so big at 6'7", 313. We'll see him here. He's either a left tackle or a right tackle, but he is a tackle.
And I think for a lot of people, he's a question mark at left tackle. I personally see him as a left tackle. Now, I think he's much more of a power player than he is a movement finesse player.
Okay.
But I think he has enough movement combined with that size to play left tackle in the NFL. And I think one thing we have to realize at the left tackle position is size is an attribute. When you're that big, and he moves well, he's not a plodding guy. He may not be exactly Orlando Pace, who is a very big guy, and is maybe a Hall of Famer at some point. But I think an Andres Pete does have enough movement to be able to play left tackle because that size is very, very tough to get around, and he does have good feet.
All right, well, if we're playing off a not really a movement guy in Andres Pete, let's go to probably the best movement offensive lineman in this class, Jake Fisher from Oregon. Experienced starter, has played guard, right tackle, left tackle, tested as by far the best athletically among the offensive linemen at the scouting combine. And he can move, and he can pull, and he probably would be a very good fit for the Eagles offense.
Yeah, he would because he played in that offense in college. Now, it's funny because Fisher, a lot of people see him at guard, too.
Right.
Now, he's, I think, a tackle prospect. I think what he is a guy that's very efficient. He's another fundamentally sound guy. Like most college offensive tackles, he needs to learn how to use his hands better.
Okay.
But that's true of almost every tackle in college. There's very few that really know how to use their hands exceptionally well. He keeps his hands very, very low, but he can be taught that, how to raise them up. I think at times, in some ways, he's like Brandon Scherff in that sometimes you watch him pass set and you think they're a little stiff in their core and their lower body, not really that smooth. But overall, Jake Fisher is probably more of a tackle prospect. My guess is he would start at right tackle in the league.
Okay, now let's move on to TJ Clemmings from Pitt, who we'll see at right tackle here. And he is an interesting prospect, obviously. Came into college as the number one rated defensive end prospect, played on the defensive line for a couple of years. Only played on the offensive line for the last two seasons. And you'll see some weaknesses, I guess, in his pass protection. But in the run game, he is as nasty as there is a run blocker in this class.
Yeah, and I think he's a guy that you look at as what is he down the road? Because he lacks the experience.
Right.
Now, I would say he's athletic and has a chance to be very athletic. I'm not sure he's exactly, let's say, Tyron Smith of the Cowboys who came out very young from USC and played right tackle for a year before shifting to left. Clemmings, I think, has the athletic movement down the road to be a left tackle in the NFL. Right now, because he's new at it, and you made a great point about the fact that he's only played for 2 years, right now he's a little robotic and mechanical in his movement because it almost seems like he's thinking the position. But he does have the athletic movement that you look for down the road to line up at left tackle in the NFL.
All right, sticking with Senior Bowl guys and other first-round potential prospects, we've got Lael Collins from LSU at left tackle here, played left guard as a sophomore, then 2 years at left tackle. I think you like him a lot.
I do like him a lot. And the thing that you immediately notice, and again, he played for LSU, pro-style offense, a lot of straight I formation where they hand off, run ISO leads, power runs.
Right.
He is a really good run blocker. He's a bad guy as a run blocker. And I think offensive line coaches in the NFL will like that as a starting point because he's nasty, he's competitive, and he's a finisher. Now, in pass protection, he has some work to do, but he's athletically gifted enough to learn how to become a very good pass protector. He's a high-level left tackle prospect who might not be able to do it early on, meaning his rookie season, but I think down the road, Collins has what you look for at the left tackle position.
Okay, how about Wisconsin's Rob Havenstein, who we see at right tackle here? And what's interesting about him, I think, is there is little projection with him. He is a right tackle. That's what he's going to be. That's where you're going to put him from day one, and that's where he's going to stay.
Hey, when God made right tackles, they made Havenstein.
Right.
He's a right tackle, another in a long line of Wisconsin offensive linemen. I mean, Ricky Wagner's starting at right tackle in the NFL for the Ravens. I think Havenstein's a better prospect than Wagner was when he came out of Wisconsin. This kid, to me, he's a little more athletic than you think. I mean, he's not a big-time athlete,
right,
but he's not one of those just big plot guys. He's a little more athletic than you think. He's built to play right tackle. He's one of those guys I look at, Bo, and I say to myself, he's going to start in the NFL for 10 years at right tackle.
Right. 6'7", 321. He's got those prototypical size. All right, let's talk about more athletic guys. We've got Eric Flowers here from Miami. There's also DJ Humphries from Florida. Those two guys, similar type players, but
to me,
varying levels of prospect.
Humphries, to me, is the most athletic left tackle prospect in this draft. And, again, I think he's a younger guy. He's missed some time due to injuries, hasn't had as many starts as some people might like when a player comes into the NFL as a prospect. But I think when you look at Humphries, you see a really, really athletic guy. If you just want to see a great block by Humphries, he had a tremendous block where he blocked at the line of scrimmage and then worked up to the second level on a Matt Jones touchdown versus Georgia. It was Humphries at his absolute best. He's the most athletic left tackle prospect in this draft.
How about Flowers?
Flowers is a tough evaluation for me because Flowers, to me, is a guard.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of people like him at tackle. Maybe it's the game he had against Randy Gregory of Nebraska that I can't get out of my head because he could not block Randy Gregory.
And neither could I.
Yes, but you're not being talked about as a first-round NFL draft choice.
So
Flowers, to me, when I watch him play, I see a guy who really struggles in pass protection. He's a very good run blocker. He's a nasty kid, competitive. In that sense, he's like Collins from LSU. I don't think he's the level of pass protector you're looking for. In some ways, he reminds me of a former Hurricane, Orlando Franklin, who played tackle in college at Miami and then has transitioned very, very nicely to offensive guard in the NFL and just signed a big contract with San Diego. I see Flowers in a very similar vein to Orlando Franklin.
All right, well, lastly, Greg, we've been focusing on the college tackles, whether or not they're going to move interior to the offensive line. Let's talk about one of the interior offensive line prospects. Really, that's all he does, is Hronas Grasu, the center from Oregon, a four-year starter. There's plenty of good interior prospects in this draft, like Cam Irving from Florida State, A.J. Cann, Laken Tomlinson, but Grasu is the one you like the best.
Well, Grasu, to me, is a center. I don't know if people see him as a guard. I think he's a center. And the thing that really was interesting to me is Grasu is so good fundamentally. I felt like I just had to keep watching games and games because you watch him in a game and you don't go, wow, that guy's a great player. But then, of course, I watched a ton of Oregon because of Mariota, so I probably ended up seeing 8 or 9 games of Grasu.
Right.
And you just keep watching him. It doesn't seem like he makes mistakes. He's rarely on the ground. He understands position. He understands leverage. He understands how to move people without really being – I wouldn't call him a powerful guy, but he doesn't get physically manhandled. So to me, Grasso is just one of those guys that you could line up. You'll feel really good about it. Now, I guess the question you have is he played mostly in a zone scheme, so he knows that. The question you have, can he play in a power scheme? I think he can. I think that he's scheme transcendent. You can line him up, and he could be your center. Another guy that has the look of a 10-year starter.
All right. Well, offensive line, perhaps the deepest position in this draft in terms of first, second round quality. That's the breakdown courtesy of Greg Cosell of NFL Films. We'll see you next time here inside the film room.